Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Mirror reports Camilla will never forgive Meghan Markle for hurting Charles during Megxit. You may recall Harry told Oprah that his family had literally cut me off financially and that he had been let down by Charles. A source told The Telegraph, "It was really hard for Charles. I don't think Camilla will ever forgive Meghan for what she's done to the Prince of Wales." This is an interesting change in the relationship. In 2018, a source told Vanity Fair, Camilla and Meghan clearly really like each other. There is real warmth and support. Camilla has been very helpful to Meghan. The Mirror adds that if the pair were to get along, it would not be hard to understand why. Like Meghan, Camilla has faced her own share of negative backlash, especially after it emerged that she had been having an affair with Charles from 1986. Sources close to Meghan also allege that Camilla had taken the royal newcomer to private lunches and offered her advice on how to cope with the pressure of being a royal, having had such a tumultuous start herself. Meanwhile, People continues to help Omid Scobie with his book promotion under the headline, "Little progress has been made in Harry's rift with William and Charles." Scobie said, "In terms of Harry's relationship with his father and brother, that progress has been very little. I think he is quite willing to own his part in everything, but I have been told that he is also waiting to see some of that on the other side, and as of now, there hasn't been that." That said, Harry's Invictus Games Foundation did receive a donation from William and Kate. Records revealed £561,000 was received in the form of a grant from the Royal Foundation, the Cambridge's charity. Speaking of breakups, what about that time William and Kate broke up over the phone? The Mirror reminds us Prince William and Kate Middleton briefly split up in 2007 before getting back together just 10 weeks later, and their decision to call off their relationship is thought to have been made over the phone. The couple met at St Andrews University in Scotland and graduated together in 2005. Afterwards, Kate took a job as an accessories buyer at Jigsaw, while Prince William went into the military. But by 2007, when Kate was 25 and William 24, their relationship was said to be on the rocks. And it was reported at the time that they called time on their romance during a phone call that Kate took while at work. One of her former colleagues told The Mirror in April 2007 that they saw Kate take the call in the office car park in London. They said it was clear it was William and it was definitely a tiff. Around the middle of the day, she was pacing the car park outside the office on her mobile. A few people noticed because it's a pretty unusual thing to do. She'd deliberately gone outside to take the call because she didn't want to be overheard. Kate was walking up and down and looking upset as if she was having an argument. But she didn't cry. Word went round that it was William and they were having problems. Now it's clear what it was all about. When she came back to the office, she didn't say a thing and disappeared for the rest of the day. We didn't think anything about it at the time, but looking back, the call was definitely a girlfriend-boyfriend tiff. According to the book, Battle of Brothers, that split was not easy on the future king. William had found dating difficult for a start when a surprising number of young women from his circle turned him down flat. They could suss out the truth about where his heart lay, even if he himself could not. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince Charles is reportedly no fan of The Windsors, a comedy show that portrays the royal family, calling the sitcom very cruel, according to a headline from The Mirror. Harry Enfield, who plays Charles on the sitcom, said, "I was told that Prince Charles thought it was very cruel. I'm very sorry, sir. You know, there's bits in the show, there's a bit where Wills is saying to me, 'Do you not think we're a complete waste of space?' And I go, 'Well, someone's paying me £19 million a year to do something.' So it's that sort of level of satire which I suppose could be deemed as cruel. But, you know, if we all listened to him, we wouldn't be in the trouble we are in the world, would we? My version of him is, obviously he's a bit of bonkers loony, but in real life I'd sooner he was Prime Minister than Boris. I've got respect for him. In the press, he's sort of portrayed in this nutty way, and he's even more nutty in the show, which is great. I think I mean our version. This is just ridiculous, the show, because we take Britain back to the Dark Ages. And it's very much, you know, evil Queen Camilla." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.